This is Dial a Saint, introducing St. John Chrysostom. Soon after the death of Jesus, persecutions were started which drove Christian refugees from Palestine to the city of Antioch in Syria. After Rome and Alexandria in Egypt, Antioch was the largest city in the Roman Empire. Here the followers of Christ were given the name of Christians and were ministered to by Saints Peter and Paul. John Chrysostom was born in Antioch in 347 A.D. He was the only son of Secundus, who commanded the imperial troops in the city. His mother, a Christian, was left widowed when she was only 20. She was determined to give John the best education and sent him to study with the very best orators and teachers of the day. John showed so much promise that one pagan teacher wanted to appoint him to head a school. But because his mother's religious devotion influenced John to Christianity, he could only admire her as a fine example of a Christian woman and say with regret that John had been stolen away by the Christians. Traditionally, children were not baptized in early life. When John was 20 years old, he began his three-year preparation and was baptized into the church when he was 23. His mother died soon afterwards, and John went to live with some hermits in the mountains near Antioch. But in his attempt to control his desires for good food, wine, and companionship, he subjected himself to such harsh penances that he injured his health and was forced to return to the city. He was ordained a deacon in 381 and a priest in 386, with the special powers to preach and act as deputy for the elderly bishop. John was very skillful as a preacher. The city of 200,000 had approximately 100,000 Christians, to whom he preached several times a week and often several times a day. Soon the crowds which came to hear him grew so large he hardly had room in the church to move. The event which caused him to be noticed in the imperial courts occurred when Theodosius I, the emperor in Constantinople, the capital city, levied a new tax to help finance his war. The citizens of Antioch rioted in protest, at the same time breaking some statues of the emperor and his family. This was seen as an insult by the emperor, who had, on the occasion of another insult, commanded that his army kill thousands of citizens, and had another city double their taxes. While the elderly bishop of Antioch hurried to ask the emperor's forgiveness, John delivered a series of 21 sermons entitled On the Statues to the people. These talks were so remarkable that the citizens soon quieted down and the emperor forgave them. The archbishop of Constantinople died in 397. The emperor had been impressed by John and decided that he should be the capital's new archbishop. Knowing that Antioch would not consent to lose John, the emperor sent his own soldiers to escort the new archbishop to the capital city, where he was quickly consecrated. John took his new work seriously. He reformed the household budget and gave the savings to hospitals and to the needy. He corrected laxness in the clergy and encouraged the laity to attend devotions. But he could also be firm, as he was on the Good Friday and Holy Saturday, when most of the Christian community, instead of going to church, went to the stadium for games and races. John encouraged devout women to form themselves into communities. He encouraged his people to receive the Holy Eucharist and sent missionaries to convert the pagans. Sometimes his reforms may have seemed harsh to some, but the people knew he always set his standards by his own personal example. But there were others who opposed John. One such person was the Archbishop of Alexandria, who had hoped to place his own personal friend in Constantinople before John. The Empress was another enemy whose life was a bad example of carefree living and immorality among members of the court and the city. She felt that she was the subject of John's pointed sermons on modesty and pride. These two had a group of bishops bring false charges against John. The emperor heard only their complaint, and sentenced John to exile. But this was short-lived, because the people nearly rioted, and at the same time an earthquake shook the city. The empress, who was superstitious, hurriedly wrote a letter asking John to return, mentioning that she was innocent of any wrong. It was reported that the whole city went out to greet him. Trouble was again started by the empress, who encouraged another group of bishops to accuse him falsely. The emperor wanted him removed from his see. John refused to leave, and so imperial troops were called to force their entry into several churches, injuring some people and driving the rest out. John's opponents ignored the protests of both the Pope in Rome and the Western Roman Emperor. John was forced into exile, where, because of his weakened condition, he died at the age of 60 in 407. Later, in 438, a new emperor returned his body to Constantinople, asking that the sins of the past be forgiven. John was buried in great honor in Constantinople. He was considered to be the best orator of the time. He was so popular with the people that after his death they called him Chrysostom, which means golden mouth. It is by this name that we know him today. He was the last of the four Greek teachers of the church called doctors. He is a patron saint of those who preach the word of God. Just as John Chrysostom was fearless in correcting the actions of those for whom he was responsible, so must we, through word or example, show that we know what God expects of us, and at the same time be fearless in doing it.